This is Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
It's 524 Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN with Derek Johnson. I'm Nick Schwert. Appreciate you hanging out with us. We're going to have to push the Let's Rank stuff to tomorrow or Thursday or Friday because I don't know if we're going to have time tomorrow. We might have time. We can maybe do it on Thursday. But, yeah, we don't have time to do it today because, you know, Ben moved up to four, which was awesome. We got to talk to Billy Thomas as well, Matt Tate of the Lawrence Journal-World. But now, my friend, it is time to dive into today's news break on June the 6th in our year 2017. We're going to start with a high school senior in the state of Texas who has run a sub-4-minute mile. Derek, he ran it in 3 minutes and 58 seconds. And he's one of like 400 people who have done it in America. So that's not that big of a deal. But the fact that he's a high school senior, kind of a big deal. The world record for the men is 3:43. So what, that makes him 15 seconds off, which was set in 99. No one's run a mile in shorter, or at least an official time shorter than 3:43 in 18 years. Is that not a little bit fishy? Something going on there? We talked to the discus guys, and they said when all those records were being broken, you know, 10, 15 years ago, it's when they were aided, so to speak, by steroids. I don't think there's... Are there steroids to make you run faster?
I would assume so. It just helps your muscles.
Therefore, yeah, but... The mile runners aren't like supremely jacked guys. Usually, they're pretty thin.
No, but I'm sure you could have some type of steroids in like your legs. I don't really know how they work.
How do you monetize this? How do you get rich off running a fast mile? Is there any other way besides like going to the Olympics?
It's sponsored.
Yeah, you get sponsored, but it's not like they're signing $300 million deals with Nike like LeBron. You know, like I'd imagine. The only way to do it is to, yeah, you get a sponsorship. This kid's got a scholarship to Oregon, but you have to win in the Olympics because your sponsorship doesn't mean much unless you're in the Olympics, right? Like on a global scene. How fast do you think you could run a mile? When's the last time you ran a mile?
The last time I ran a mile, probably a month ago. The fastest.
Wait, you ran a mile a month ago?
Yeah.
Like, were you timing yourself or just like to exercise?
Just on the treadmill. The fastest
Do you
I
know
remember
what time it was?
Ever.
Did you time
no,
yourself?
No. The fastest I remember ever running a mile, I think I got down to 6:50, 6:45 one time, and this was like in like senior year of high school.
See, I had when I was in high school, I was never in like great shape, but I had the cross country body, aka I was just skinny, you know? So I could run long distances pretty well. I was never super fast, but I ran a sub-6-minute mile.
There you go. It was sad. I was over at the, I can't remember if it was the Big 12 Championships or the KU Relays, and there was a girl for KU who got injured probably 100 meters into the lap, limped the entire rest of the mile, still ran like 5:45. And I'm just sitting there like, come on.
The current women's world record holder is at 4 minutes and 12 seconds, so like half a minute behind the men's record. But the first ever mile world record holder was Elizabeth Atkinson back in 1921. She ran it in 6 minutes and 13 seconds. 1921 women's world record holder. You think you could topple Elizabeth Atkinson?
Nope.
I wish I could like time travel back to 1921 and just whoop Elizabeth Atkinson. Like, I'd be backpedaling the last 100 meters. I'd do the worm across the finish line. I think I could smoke her.
It would just be nice to go back to that year and you could just be like an amazing athlete and everything.
Right. You're just like, yeah. Well, they're like, wow, Derek Johnson, the world's
greatest. He's the best. Basketball, football, baseball, track runner.
Seriously, that's the thing. Like, I'm a bad basketball player. I can do two things okay. I can shoot the ball and I'm a pretty good passer, but I can't dribble. Like, I get ripped all the time whenever I'm playing pickup basketball. I miss a lot of shots I shouldn't. But, like, you go back to 1921, the game had been around for, like, 2 decades, you would be, like, they'd be like, oh, my, he's the future of the sport.
Yeah.
Because you'd be doing things that they hadn't even heard of at that point. Like, you know you can dribble between your legs, right? Like, that's helpful. Behind the back,
You can do layups with your offhand.
Yeah, you would be. I think most people, if you're semi-athletic, you could be one of the best athletes in the world if you could time travel back 100 years. No question about it. All right, let's go over to Utah now, where a woman is being charged with a felony after yanking her son's teeth out in a Walmart bathroom. Prosecutors said on Monday that the 47-year-old woman bought hand sanitizer and needle-nose pliers from the store. Then she took them into the restroom and pulled two of her 7-year-old son's teeth. This is in American Fork, Utah. And the police say that the boy's older brother heard the child screaming and got him out of the restroom and just pulled him out of there or something, saved him from his mom, at least the way the story's told. Now, the documents say the boy told his brother that one of the teeth was loose, but that the other one was only slightly loose. Prosecutors say the woman did not use any kind of anesthetic. She's being charged with felony child abuse. Does this incident scream felony to you or just a mom being a mom?
Kind of in between. I mean, I don't know about you. My mom never took me into a bathroom somewhere and just yanked my teeth out with pliers.
That's the weird part about this story. Like, she went to Walmart, paid for the goods, but then decided that it couldn't wait to get home. Like, she had to pull this kid's teeth. And that's the thing about the story is, if it would have happened at home, yeah, you'd never hear about it. Right?
Right.
But she does it in the Walmart bathroom.
That's weird. I guess less of a mess. Don't have to worry about cleaning up all the blood at your place.
Now, one of them was loose. The other one's slightly loose. Pulling teeth don't hurt, though. I mean, your baby teeth.
If they're in there, if they haven't gotten loose yet, it's going to hurt.
He's 7 years old, so that's still child teeth.
Not a year old.
But they said it was slightly loose.
It's still going to hurt a little.
Of course it's going to hurt a little. I don't know if it's felony. Is it bad that I need to see a picture of this woman before I could decide if she deserves a felony? That is bad?
Yes. You're exactly what they do not want
but
in a jury.
But you know what I'm saying, though, right? You know exactly what I'm getting at. Like, if it's just your average woman, I would say, oh, okay, she's probably just being a mom. But you know what I mean. If she looks like the type, then I'd say, oh, okay. Okay, I see what we're getting at here. Do you have a mugshot?
Yeah, here you go.
That's a good mom. That's just a mom being a mom. Moms being moms. We need a new segment. Moms being moms. Absolutely. All right. Our final story comes to us from Maine, where a man released 100 bed bugs at a Maine city office. It was a municipal building in Maine. They reopened after officials say a disgruntled man slammed a cup full of bed bugs on the counter, releasing about 100 of them. Have you ever had encounters with bed bugs?
I've seen them before. I remember one time when I was a kid, we got a hotel, this cheap hotel. It was super late at night. We're on a road trip. And we go in, we lift up the bed because we just wanted to make sure everything was good. Ants, bug beds, all over this thing.
I've never seen a bed bug, but I've searched for them before. Like, you go to a sketchy hotel and you're looking around trying to find something that's just not there. Well, apparently, the exterminators at this building are confident the bed bugs were killed before the building reopened. This man came into the general assistance office on Friday seeking help with bed bugs at his apartment. And he said the apartment was already being sprayed and that the man didn't qualify for assistance on finding other housing. Now, the spokesperson says that the man told the police he wanted the government workers to experience what he was experiencing. But 100 bed bugs in an entire city office, like, that's not going to do much harm, is it?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Like, bed bugs are disgusting. Like, if you ever, lifted your sheets off and found bed bugs, like, it would be extremely... Where do they come from, though? They always say you
Where
get bed bugs if you don't...
Where does anything come from?
I don't know, man.
Life.
Like, if they live in beds, where are they at before they're in the bed? You know what I'm saying? They're not in beds. And if the bed bugs aren't in beds, Then how are they bed bugs?
Just bugs.
They're just bugs. Wait, is that... I want to know how this works. Are bed bugs considered bed bugs before they get to the bed, or are they just bugs, and then once you get to the bed, you are now considered a bed bug?
These are the mysteries of life. We'll never know.
If a bug expert has an answer on this, please let us know. 785-843-1321. That is your Wednesday news break. I'm Nick Schwartz. It is Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. Earlier today, we had a chance to catch up with our good buddy Matt Tate of the Lawrence Journal-World. We'll let you hear from him next.